views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled to be here today talking chakras. Benny, thank you so much for piloting this ship, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. Now, I have to admit that I'm geeking out a bit today, as in a few minutes, I'm going to be bringing on my guests, Victor and Cooch Daniels, author of the brand new, beautiful book, Awakening the Chakras, the Seven Energy Centers in Your Daily Life. So I'm geeking out as they're quite the luminaries in their field. I've had the pleasure of hearing them speak at Reader Studio and on Reader Studio conference calls, so I'm a little intimidated today. Reader Studio, by the way, is the name of one of the tarot conferences that takes place each year in New York. In fact, it will be held in just a few weeks. It's a chance for tarot professionals, educators, and enthusiasts to meet for lectures, socializing, sharing of information, and forging community. For those new to the show, I just want to say welcome and share a bit of who I am. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients around the world in helping them tap into their own power to embrace joy by utilizing universal energy efficiently. It is my belief that we are all surrounded by energy, and what can happen is that with career, love, or finding your purpose of passion, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked and almost as if we're working twice as hard but only getting half as far. This leads to frustration, stress, and still little movement forward. My role is not to define your path, but rather help you use energy effectively so you're moving that energy to your back and now working half as hard but getting twice as far. As a result, there is movement of energy and joy can be embraced, all from a position of great strength. If you're interested in scheduling a session with me, you can do so directly on my website, which is www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So in the first part of today's show, we'll be talking about chakras, which frankly, I've got a lot of questions about. And as always on this show, we will be doing readings in the second half of the program. As we have a full house of guests today, I will be doing a one-card tarot card reading for callers and then turning it over to my guests for their added intuitive guidance on the caller situation. Today, you are getting three readings for the price of none, so how great is that? If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. As always, to ensure that readings are not redundant, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had one from me already. I always like to introduce the show's topic by briefly talking about a tarot card. So I wanted to talk a bit about the Four of Pentacles, which you might not think of as a chakra card. Yet, when I look at this card, which shows a man with a crown on his head, although not a king, holding on so tightly to four pentacles. He's even got one on top of his head, one in his arms, and one under each foot. By holding on so tightly to these pentacles, which let's just call them blocked universal energy, it makes it so that he is unable to easily move about. In fact, the more tightly he holds on to these blocks, the more he becomes beholden to them, and the less likely movement can be made. He has the ability and opportunity, however, to examine and release each of the energy centers from root to crown, so he can let that energy help aid in his ability to generate movement of purpose, strength, joy, and love freely. So let me bring on my guests now, because they know so much more about this topic than I do. Let me introduce them first. With a PhD in psychology, Dr. Victor Daniels has taught for more than 40 years at Sonoma State University. He's the co-author with Cooch Daniels of Matrix Meditation and so many other books. Cooch Daniels is an intuitive graphologist and life coach who uses mystical tools to help enhance conscious awareness and improve understanding of life. So let me bring them on board. Welcome, Victor and Cooch, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Thank you, Eve.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I am so happy you're here.
And we by are the too. Way,
and by the way, I love your book on chakras, not just because it provides such a good overview of chakras, but because you provide practical tools, which is close to my heart, that people can use to help improve their own intuition and connect with chakras for their own well-being. But before we even get to the book, I'd love to know, just as kind of an overview, is how you ended up on more of this metaphysical path in life. Cooch, why don't we start with you?
There's a saying, I was born this way, from Lady Gaga. I was born this way. I came in loving metaphysics and wanting to be a Ghostbuster when I was a teen. And I just kept being on the path of spirituality and trying to understand the invisible forces that are around us. And what you're called, that we're all surrounded by energy, in the Hindu philosophy, it's called prana, which is the life force. And it is an energy that enables and sustains us. It's the substratum of our beings. So I've just been trying to connect with the source of prana, or my path being a path of looking inward and trying to know more about how do I connect with whatever this force is that enables me to be on this planet.
Wow. Thank you for that. Victor, how about you? Were you born this way, or did you change your views over time, or how did that evolve?
Oh, I think I kind of slid into it.
Victor was born an intellect.
well, you could say that. I lived in San Francisco during the beatnik era, which preceded the hippie era, and there were all of these events of people playing modern jazz and the cymbals and the shades and the berets and so on, and it was also what was called Beat Zen was popular then. So I started out. I had been trained at UCLA. I was in a kind of a straight arrow research oriented doctoral program, although I did have areas in personality and major area social psychology. But in San Francisco, I started out in Zen and then slid from there into an interest in the whole range of Eastern philosophies. And when I got to Sonoma, they had recently begun an India studies program, and I was asked if I would be willing to head it up. And so I agreed to it, and that then was during the period when Sonoma was a stop on the local guru circuit, or Swami circuit, I called it, and all kinds of people from India were coming by, Buddhist, Hindu, etc. And so I just kind of naturally, by exposure to all of the people who were coming through, I became interested in the whole spectrum of Eastern religions and spiritual approaches, and they offered something that was missing in mainstream psychology. And so that which was missing seemed to be particularly interesting, and that's how I moved into it.
Oh, interesting. And do you find that you have to, as you were incorporating more of these philosophies, did you find that you had to almost defend it and to, or be on the defensive at all? Because people, as always, when we try to embrace more of that metaphysical lifestyle, sometimes from that mainstream perspective, we have to sort of defend that. And people are saying, why? Do you find any of that resistance?
Oh, it was really more a matter of, like, at conferences and things, people would go and do their thing, and I would go and do my thing, and I did not really encounter that kind of, well, especially also because I was in a department which was humanistically and existentially oriented. I chose that particular department. Unfortunately, they also chose me. And then I'd actually like to jump ahead to the second part of the answer to that question, which is the same for both Cooch and I, which at one point there was a teacher named Harish Johari who came around from India, a guru, Sri Harisha, and he came he lived in the United States for a while, and then he came around every year for about 20 years, and we studied with him whenever he came, and he became the inspiration for the chakra book because he did more than anyone else for really popularizing and making well-known chakras in his country. Brilliant man, incredible intellect, and also an incredibly heartfelt soul. And so he died in 1999, and after a period of time, one of his other students, Peter Veltavrida, who was his principal art student, who spends time in India every year, Peter and Cooch and I said, well, you know, we felt like carrying on in some way, advancing the work that Harish had been doing, and we had ideas about how to make more understandable and more precise some of the understandings related to the chakras. And Peter was painting, doing these incredible, beautiful paintings and artwork related to it. And we all decided that, well, let's get together and create a book that is in memory of Harish and dedicated to him and that advances his work.
Well, and you just gave a perfect segue to talking about this book, but I also want to say the artwork is absolutely stunning in this book, and so I am so glad that you also mentioned that. And what a perfect way. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're getting right into this book and talking about the chakras. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, talking more with my guests, Victor and Cooch Daniels. And so you're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I am Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests today, Victor and Cooch Daniels, who have recently released their latest book, Awakening the Chakras, the Seven Energy Centers in Your Daily Life. So, Victor and Cooch, I have more questions for you, but before we get to it, can you please share with our listeners how they can reach you or find out more about you?
Victor, you want to go first?
Oh, you shoot first.
Well, people can reach me through my website, which is cybermystic.com. And there I have all my contact information there. And also I'm on Facebook, Cooch Daniels. And love to talk to people about chakras, tarot, their experiences in metaphysics.
Excellent. And that's Cyber Mystic, C-Y-B-E-R, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All one word.
And terrific. And Victor?
Well, I have a website called consciousnessandculture.com. I haven't been doing much on it lately, but it's there, and I will resume. And
it's beautiful.
And then there is all the, I have also the website that I've forgotten the URL, but you get there just by putting in Victor Daniels Sonoma or Sonoma State, and that will in any search engine, and that will bring up my homepage. And there I have posted like the decades worth of lecture notes from when I was teaching at the university, and a wide spectrum of things. So there are some that will interest, surely some that will interest almost everyone. But with that one, a person needs to realize that those were originally things that I had put together for myself. So there are spelling and punctuation errors and so on. It's not a tidy site. It's just all the resources that I had that I put up.
We promise we won't break the spelling.
And the best way to actually reach me physically is probably Joy Woods at wildblue.net.
Wonderful. Well, let's get into this book. And for the more mainstream folks who are listening, what are chakras, and why do we need to know about them? Victor, do you want to start?
Well, chakras are they're energy centers. They're constellation. They're conceived of as existing there from there are seven of them. There are actually seven main ones, and then there are a couple of subsidiary ones attached to the top chakra. But we won't get into those. The seven main ones are, one of them is centered around the very base of the spine, the anal area, and it's called the first chakra, and it has to do with security. And then if you come up a ways around the pelvic area, and so by security it's related to what Abraham Maslow called basic needs, the actual survival in the world, safety, food, shelter, etc. And then the second chakra is related to relationship, sexuality. It's called the passion chakra, and that's where the whole chakras come out of the tantric tradition. And the passion chakra, many people think of it as just having to do with wonderful, incredible sex. Well, that can be part of it. There's also the other side of tantrism, which is austerity and abstention from sex and abstention from pleasures and so on. But then there's that. The third chakra is centered in the stomach, or in the region of the stomach, is all about power and the way you make yourself powerful or powerless. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, and that's where you move from being primarily concerned about where can I get what I want to how can I help you get what you want, how can I be of service to other people. Service is also present in the power chakra. The fifth chakra, throat chakra, has to do with communication, and then the sixth chakra has to do with intuition. We often call that the third eye. And the seventh chakra, crown consciousness, has to do with oneness within oneself, with other people, with the world, with the universe. And we don't presume to hang out, Kuch and I, in the sixth and seventh chakras a great deal. Well, she in the sixth chakra, she's very good with intuition. But in terms of the highest chakras, where we hit a limitation in our own practical experience, we have wonderful quotations from people who really have spent their lives hanging out there. And one line which I think is very important, our teacher Harish Johari said, most people live out their lives in the bottom three chakras. It's a huge leap, a great jump, and a transformation in your life to be able to make it from the third chakra into the fourth chakra, where instead of everything being about ego, instead of everything being me, 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 you're really genuinely concerned with other people and other living beings.
Gotcha. No, thank you for going over that, the seven, what each one stands for. But why are these important for us to know, and how can working with these improve our well-being? Kuch, what do you think?
Well, in metaphysics, the magician's axiom is know thyself, and the chakras are a vertical path of consciousness that connect with the endocrine system and all the glands that secrete chemicals that give us who we are, our feelings, our energy. So the more that we know about chakras and how our energy moves through our body, the more we know about ourselves and the more we can evolve. And part of the path of being on this planet is the evolution of our own consciousness and working to open the heart chakra, and becoming more conscious of our oneness and our connection with the divine cosmic energy. So connecting with the inner vibrations of the chakras helps us become more alive to our spiritual path and wake up our conscious mind. Mm. That's why it's important.
One of the things that we have done with this book and in creating it is we spent a great deal of time with each chakra looking at the subdimensions of it. And so with each one of them, we have a table of possibilities. The first chakra possibilities I'm looking at now, and on one side is opportunities and on the other side is obstacles, which are conceived of not as a dualism, this or that, but as a continuum, so that in balancing the chakra, You can balance the energies among your different chakras, but you can also move from one to the other side. So on the opportunity side would be grounded, and on the obstacle side is distracted and flighty. On the opportunity side is secure and self-sufficient. On the obstacle side is needy and insecure. So with every one of the chakras, we have those kinds of subdimensions, and a person can zero in on, okay, where do I need to work right now, and where am I doing well and want to develop further? One of our teachers, Pilot Baba, whom we were interviewed in India on the trip that we took to India specifically to interview gurus as we were writing this book, said, which wave are you riding? That was his metaphor for identifying the chakra that you're working with.
Because everybody has an energy or a chakra that is more dominant than others, and there's usually a primary focus in one chakra and maybe a secondary chakra, but that is the chakra that does the most work or where a person's stuck. So getting more in touch with what's going on within the chakras can help people move through stuck energy and move into becoming more whole and more inwardly peaceful.
And the way we've got this organized is that we have each chakra with the beginning of the chapter describing the essence of the chakra, the bright side of it, the dark side of it, the difficulties, and then goes into like Peter has brought in the actual the Vedic traditions and the origins and the symbolism, and describes the symbolism in each one of the paintings that he has created for the book. And then the latter part of the chapter has a variety of actual practices, breathing practices, mantra practices, meditation practices. There is a particular meditation called Tretak that is described early in the book that can then be applied to every one of the chakras and to working with it.
Well, I want to definitely hear more about that, because then we can get into more of that practical aspect of working with our chakras. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more talking to do. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice?
The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. What in this very moment are you creating or drawing to yourself? Notice your field when you desire something. Are you in agreement from your emotions to your power center to your sense and desire of security? Do you second guess your intuition or even shut it down? These are clues to what you are about to create. What you have done so far is already here. Every block is a clue, and your heart's desire is there to transform it. Are you ready to shift? If you are, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book a reading over the phone or Skype worldwide, or for an event nationwide, you can go to my website, elitetarot.com. So I am here today with my awesome guests, Victor and Cooch Daniels, author of this book that is definitely a must, Awakening the Chakras, the Seven Energy Centers in Your Daily Life. We're going to be getting to reading very shortly, but before that, I just want to kind of follow up with where we were talking right before the break. Cooch, I was wondering if you might be able to kind of talk about how we can kind of feel our chakras. How can we get in touch with them?
Inward, it's an inward path, and you have to be willing to sit with in a meditative position. If you really want to communicate with your chakras, it's an inward journey. So to be quiet within yourself and to try to hear your inner rhythms, your biorhythms, your feelings, to listen with your mind, and to use the power that you have of traveling with your intuition, or, you know, you trust that you can feel things inwardly, or use your visual imagination to try to see within yourself. And I always like to try to work on the fourth chakra, because the fourth chakra is the middle chakra between the three lower chakras and the three higher chakras, and it's where we connect with compassion, forgiveness, unconditional love, our universal oneness with all. So if I'm trying to connect with my fourth chakra, I want to just try to sit and feel my heart center and feel what's going on with me emotionally, what kind of words I use, but to actually just try to feel what is going on within that center with like physical sensations. I might try to bring my breath, do a meditation that brings my breath down into my lungs and do rapid breathing, or the breath of fire, it's called in yoga, that just brings my breath to my lung area, and just really spend time trying to sense what's going on in that part of my being. Do I feel a tune, a rhythm, a song singing within my heart? What do I know about my emotional nature? How do I resist feeling love? So I just try to talk myself into going into that center and try to experience it intuitively. I use meditation. I can use chanting, breath work. Those are tools to just try to get more connected with any center.
Yeah.
And the more you sit with one center, if you sit in a meditation and you do that meditation for a week, you're going to know a lot more about your center that you're focused on after focusing on it for a week. So it's kind of becoming more familiar with your inner self.
Let me say a word or two about the identification of the chakras where you might want to work, which the surface answer to what Eve was asking. And there are several primary methods. One of them is that you can pay attention in your daily life activities. What are you doing well and easily, and what do you find is difficult for you? And what's difficult may point to a chakra where you need to work, or where you want to develop a quality further. That may be a chakra where you want to work in a different kind of way. A second is to pay attention to, Cooch mentioned, in the body, and most especially to physical sensations and to muscle tension. Muscle tension and relaxation is a great indicator to where when suddenly you're tensing up about something or other. Oh, that may be an indicator that there is pointing to one of the chakras. And then finally, interaction with other people, noting your responses. How are you interacting? Where are you feeling good? Where are you defensive? Where are you having difficulties? That can be another indicator that that points to one or another of the chakras.
Okay, excellent. Well, we're going to get back to this, but I think let's take a call. Just so listeners know, I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And today I'll be just pulling one card using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, a hand accessing the unconscious. And so welcome. Let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You are on with Victor and Cooch Daniels. How are your chakras today?
I've been working on them, so I think they might be pretty good, actually.
Excellent. Yay. Is there anything you have a question about, would like guidance on, or just a general reading from us?
I wanted guidance. I wanted to see if there was any guidance on how I can help my significant other. He does have some blockages. I don't know what chakras they are or anything of that sort. He's not very familiar with this energy work yet, and he is a little skeptical about it. Now, the thing is that I wanted to see if I could get an answer. He might be getting some advice from his parents. He did come from a single parent household, and he's the only child. So I'm not sure if his mom is giving him advice that is actually kind of causing more blockages. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the advice is accurate advice, if it's good advice, because some of the things he says.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want to get to everyone here, and thank you so much for sharing that. You know, I always focus, at least for me, that I can only look into your energy, because that is all that we have control over and power over. And so what I did was I pulled a card on what you can do to best be that support and how you can use your power. And the card that came up was card number 3, the Empress, which is this beautiful, strong card all about growth and fertility and just being that solid base of support, but also one of ideas. And here, and I love the fact that you're trying to come up with all these other ideas to help and offer that as a support to him. And I think that's fantastic, because that really reflects itself in that Empress position. I do want to say, just a second before I turn this over to Victor and Cooch, I do want to say, though, with the Empress card, there's also a feeling of really wanting to make sure that you personally, separate from him, are making sure that you're not stopping your own personal development of ideas and directions that you're wanting to go in. And that sometimes we can get distracted by other people's situations. And the Empress is all about really making sure that you're building within your own fertility of spirit, thought, and creativity. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Cooch, do you have any comments for Kelly on how to help her significant other on the on developing his own energy work?
Well, I really liked what you said, Eve, about we're responsible. We can control our own selves, but we can't really control others. The best way to teach another person is to not force anything. Don't force feed any information. If you try too hard to convince somebody of chakras, they're going to just turn away because it's like you're trying too hard. But if a person can see that you are the Empress, that you are love, you are radiating unconditional love, and you're being a really strong person in your husband's life or your partner's life, that's the best way, is like the path of love and being really open and not trying to force the issue, whatever issues he's going through, because his own path, he's in control of the choices and accepting things or not accepting things, and he's going to grow at his own speed. So for you to just really connect with your acceptance and non-judgment and your love, which is what the Empress is all about, that's going to help you just really be there in a supportive, nurturing way that he's going to feel comfort and, you know, that connection, which is going to be stronger than any information his mother gives him.
Oh, that's beautiful. Victor, do you have any comments?
Sure. I would agree with everything that Cooch just said, and she said it well enough that I don't need to add to that. But from my perspective, I would suggest that your client ask his husband if he is willing to try a representational reading with the cards. And a representational reading differs from the usual divinatory readings in that you have the deck of cards face up, and you actually select cards to represent different sides of yourself or yourself and another person. So he might select a card to reflect that particular aspect of his mother's messages.
Is he open to doing cards at all? You don't even know.
Yeah. But I love the idea about trying a different approach.
Well, let me describe the process. If it doesn't work for her, it might work for someone else. So I'll just say it very briefly, and then Cooch is absolutely right. He might find that the cards would be interesting, and might find that they would not. The other side, then he selects a card that represents, from looking at the deck face up, that reflects or represents himself and the aspect of him that has difficulty in dealing with that set of messages that his mother is giving him, and he identifies with each and can even engage in a dialogue, such an imaginary dialogue, as if his mother were that card. You know, Mom, what I'm having trouble with, what I'd like to find a way to deal with is, and then he can switch and imagine that he's his mother, and imagine that he is the card that he has chosen to reflect his mother, and talk back to him, to the card that represents him, and just carry out an imaginary conversation between those two cards. And sometimes, in the course of such conversations, insights and awarenesses emerge that might otherwise remain hidden.
Oh, wow. I love that. Unfortunately, we're going to go quickly to break. Kelly, I hope that's been helpful.
Yes, very much. Thank you so much, you guys.
Oh, my pleasure. Please keep us updated. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit InspiredNewAge.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, with my guests, Victor and Cooch Daniels, author of the book Awakening the Chakras, the Seven Energy Centers in Your Daily Life. So, Victor and Cooch, I wanted just to talk a little bit more about practical tools that people can use in terms of working with their chakras. Victor, could you give a sort of a lay of the land in terms of tools people can use?
Sure. And your term there is perfect because the actual title of our last section of each chapter on the chakras is Practical Tools for Blank Chakra Work, for second, third, etc. And the structure of all of them is identical. We have something, we have the same, a particular kind of tool for each one of the chakra. The first section is called relaxation. And there is a relaxation method to help people let go of tension and let go of stress for each of the chakras. The second is breath control or pranayama. So there is a breathing practice that we present, and we present a different one for each one of the chakras. Third, we go into concentration. And concentration is terribly important because if a person doesn't have some degree of control over where they put their mind and know where their mind is, then it becomes very difficult to use any of the other tools. Fourth, we go into a polarity balancing meditation. And that meditation allows the person to effectively go into to watch what's happening in their chakra after they've gone into the meditative state. We have detailed instructions for going into that meditation early in the book. And then the same meditative practice can be used with each one of the chakras as a kind of a microscope and magnifying glass for looking at it and for seeing where they need to go with it. Then we go into mantra chanting with a group of mantras suggested for each chakra. And finally into a section called taking action, which is practical things that people can do in the world in order to act in a more effective and more satisfying way with that chakra. Coach, you're on.
Okay, well, I know that Eve is a tarot expert and does tarot readings, and I would say, you know, pull out a tarot card for your chakra. So I've taken the liberty of pulling a card for you, Eve, for your fourth chakra, which is the chakra of the heart. And the card that came up is the Six of Cups. And so I would like look at the Six of Cups and go, okay, in relation to your heart energy is to be more in touch with your innocence and your childlike love so that you are comfortable sharing your heart energy and giving love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for doing that.
Well, yeah, one of the loveliest cards in the whole deck.
Oh, well, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Unexpected, and I appreciate that. Cooch, do you have any kind of other things that perhaps in terms of the tools for people to be able to work their chakras?
You know, you talked about having numerologists come on your program, mm-hmm. and I'm assuming probably astrologists too. And because I'm a metaphysician by trade, I bring in all of my tools that are metaphysical. Astrology is connected with the chakras, numbers are connected with the chakras, gemology is connected with the chakras. So I bring in all of the metaphysical tools and work with them in relation to the chakras. And if you do chakra healings or connect with people that do them, a lot of people will put like a crystal or an amethyst or something and set them actually on a person's chakra or give them that to hold in their hand and tell them to put that chakra on, that gem on their chakra. So working mm-hmm. with stones and crystals, there's all kind of ways to work with chakras. We just don't have enough time to talk about all of them.
Well, you're going to have to come back, I hope.
Oh, you're so sweet.
But before we close, though, you talked about working with people in terms of their chakras. Can you both, again, give our listeners a way to reach you and how best for them to get in touch with you?
Okay, my website is www.cybermystic.com. It's all one word, cybermystic. And
you might spell cyber for them.
CYBERMYSTIC, cybermystic.com. And also on Facebook, Cooch Daniels. It's easy to send me an email that way.
Wonderful. And Victor?
Oh, well, that's actually the easiest way to contact me, too, is just Victor Daniels on Facebook. And there are several Victor Danielses, but mine will pop up fairly easily. And websites are consciousnessandculture.com, and then just do a search for Victor Daniels' Sonoma State homepage, and that will bring up my other website.
And you said that was
consciousnessinculture.com? Consciousness and culture.
And culture.
But it's all one word.
And culture.com. Will you both come back and perhaps we can talk more? Because I know we just scratched the surface on the chakras.
We would love to.
Well, we would love to have you back. And I thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Well, thanks for letting us be here and to talk about our book.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's my honor to have you on. Such an honor to me, rather. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in to our Chakra Show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Benny, you're the best. Thank you so much for running the show. And thank you to one and all for tuning in. It is such a blessing and an honor to be able to do this show each week, and I look forward to doing next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.